Take your Bible this morning and turn with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. I want to talk about forgetting to remember and remembering to forget. Forgetting to remember and remembering to forget. You say, that sounds like double talk. Well, I know. I was listening to my son Ben make up a song this week. It was just a silly song, not a Christian song. And he was pausing in just the right places with some double talk. He said, I'm sorry for saying I'm sorry. He said, I apologize for saying I apologize. I take it back for taking it back. And he was doing all these double talk things. And so I've been thinking double talk all week. So I want to talk to you today about forgetting to remember and remembering to forget. Before you get lost, let's talk about the first one. Remembering to forget. Remembering to forget. I call this a paramount priority. You know, there's probably very few things in the Christian life that are more important than remembering to forget. Too many Christians hold grudges. If we're not careful, the older we get, the more grumpy we get. I praise the Lord for Fran Williams being with us today, visiting back from Michigan. She moved up there. Most people, when they get to be 93 years old, they move from Michigan to Florida. Fran moved from Florida to Michigan to be closer to her kids up there, and she made it through the winter, but glad to have her down here with us again. But, you know, she's an exception. If you talk to Fran, she's always positive. She's always happy. But a lot of people, as they get older, they get grumpy, don't they? You know why? Because they are not remembering to forget. Different things happen in people's lives. All of us have hurts from the past. And we have to remember to forget. We got to remember to forget those things and place them behind us. Philippians 3:13 says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Isn't that a great verse for Bethel Baptist today? We've had some great things, and we'll talk about them, but there's some things we got to decide to forget. Forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Too many Christians hold grudges. Don't be that guy. Right? Don't be like that. Don't be somebody that holds on to those grudges. Hebrews 12:15 says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. This verse calls bitterness a root problem. It says we have to be careful or else bitterness can get a hold of our life, kind of like a root just growing and beginning to cause all kinds of other problems. One time, Mark Cain told me about some plumbing emergency he went on where the roots of the trees had grown around and broken the pipes and into these pipes underground, and it was just a huge mess. Well, there's a root in the Bible called the root of bitterness. And if we hold on to past things and we don't remember to forget those things, then that root of bitterness, the Bible says, will spring up and trouble you. And it also says many will be defiled. Somebody says, well, it's my own life. If I want to be bitter, I'll just be bitter. No, because many will be defiled. Sometimes bitterness comes over mistreatment by others. Sometimes maybe you've had it come when you've gotten to a new job. Maybe you had to leave the old place. And maybe you weren't treated right. Mistreatment by others. You know what? You got to remember to forget that. You got to let that go. Sometimes there's misrepresentation by others. They say that you said something that you didn't really say. And they misrepresent you and make you out to look like a bad guy in the situation. And there's misrepresentation. Hey, there's nothing you can do about that. You can get bitter about it if you want, or you can remember to forget. Remembering to forget. Sometimes there's misappropriation of funds in that previous situation. Now, I'm not talking about legal things, okay? If you know that, you know, the boss had been you know, stealing and things, or people been stealing. Obviously, you got to do something about that. But I'm talking about funds that maybe you deserved. You know, you had some vacation pay coming, or you had some sick pay coming, and since you were just left that place of employment, they decided they're just not going to give it to you. Hey, you can get bitter about that. You could bring it up every couple months and just let it stew and be that root. Or you could say, hey, I'm just going to remember to forget. Sometimes it's mishandling of situations. They say, well, it's not what they did. It's just how they handled it. Hey, all of us have situations. I have situations in my past that if I didn't remember to forget them, that root of bitterness could spring up. It would trouble me, and it would defile many other people as well. That's what the Bible says. So Ephesians 4:31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. See, it grieves God's Spirit when we hold on to that bitterness. So today, the first thing I want you to do is be remembering to forget. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is this. Sometimes we have a problem on the other side, forgetting to remember. Are you in Psalm 103? Let's read just a little bit here in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Look back at verse 2 again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. There's some things we ought to forget, the hurts and the bitterness, but there's some things that we ought not forget. Forget not all His benefits. And some Christians have a problem of forgetting to remember. Go over to chapter 111, Psalm 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. You know, it ought to be that when we come to church, we can praise God. We can exalt Him. We can tell how great He is and the good things that He's done in our lives in the assembly, in the congregation. Verse 2, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. Hey, don't blame God for things. You say what verse 3 says. His work is honorable. His work is glorious. He's working things out. It doesn't make sense to us sometimes, but He's working it out. And so we've got to remember the good things that He's done for us. Look at verse 4. He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. God has done wonderful works because He wants you and I to remember them. We're supposed to remember these things. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. You know, the Lord made a covenant, an agreement with His people, and He's not going to forget it. He made a covenant with us. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I'll tell you, I'm excited about today, just to see the Lord's provision and how the Lord is taking care of one of His churches, Bethel Baptist Church, just like He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We have some wonderful things to remember that He has done. Isaiah 46 verse 9 and 10 says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God said, look, remember the former things of old. Some of you, through Bethel Baptist Church, have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Some of you, through Bethel Baptist Church, have been baptized and joined this Bible preaching church. Some of you have made spiritual decisions. Some of you have been beside this platform or down to this front row and said, Lord, make me a soul winner. Or Lord, help my prayer life. Or Lord, may I get into your word and study and read your Bible. Some of you have gotten right about different sin areas in your life and seen God give you the victory. And it's happened in this location. Nothing magic about this location. What makes it special is that this is where we've preached the Word of God. And God is always faithful to honor His Word. And this is where God's Spirit has met with us and talked to our hearts about different things.